Shana. Zu gehen für Rosh Hashanah. A lot of nekudas in Rosh Hashanah. It's a klor. Now it's Musa Yishal Yoyim, it's the Yoyim of Malchus. Rosh Ramchal, Maim HaChofma. It's the Yoyim Zeh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Oymeid, Boi Lomai, Vibachinas Melech. Ebeshta Zalim ol Melech, Melech Malchim Lochim. Aber HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pravz Malchus. It's one. It's 2 days. It's one day a year that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Pravz is Malchus. That's Rosh Hashanah. Mezetet Malchus. It's Malchus, Zichronius and Shofres. Aber the Maise Dafka Malchus were Koilul in the Bruch of Kedushas Hayyim. Kedushas Hayyim is the Bruch of the Dan the Day. That's the chifts of Rosh Hashanah. The shofars, the zechronis, the din is mistai from Malchus. We have to learn how to stand in front of the Melech. In Rosh Hashanah, we're all going to be in the presence of the Melech. And the image says, he proves Malchus Rosh Hashanah. There's a tefi on us. We have to live in a world of Malchus. And we're zeir nisht angewinkt to living in Malchus. We don't have a chlal musig of a melech. None of us over here ever was part of it. We had a relationship with a melech. Musig b'chlal what a melech is, a mile boss of Edom. A little bit, we want to try to open up to mekabel a musig. What's the side of Malchus? What is a mile melech? A melech is not just another chosh of a mensh. All of us, we stood in front of, together in the presence of chosh of a mensh. Talmid chachomim sometimes. Sagvir is worth a lot of money. Abdullah, other leaders in the world. A melech is not just mere chosh of. A melech is an ander vort, an ander zach. What's the chifts of a melech? The chifts of someone. When we stand in front of Malchus, is that nothing else is kayim when you stand in front of Malchus. Nothing else is kayim. Everything else in the world ceases to exist when you're standing in front of Malchus. You do it the kashayla. You do it the kashayla. In the void of Rosh Hashanah, in the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, there's a grace of Hashmata. We don't speak about, Rosh Hashiva mentioned this in the Shmuz yesterday. We don't speak about Bechlal Unzer Tzrochim. Samaisa says the Yom Adin. Every last prat. It's Tali Vo'imit. The Gesund. That's Locha with the Kinder. That's Locha and Shalom Bayis. Tzlocha and Parnosa, everything. Tzlocha, learning. Tzlocha and Avodah, every last prat. The chlal don't daven for unzer tzrochim. This is like the goinim. But in the gufa tefillah, there's no. When the gresser hashmata, sach gresser, is that if you say, okay, we make ourselves higher, Rosh Hashanah, we verstate that we're not oisik and gashmias. What's the gdolim mikol tzorcheinu on this day? Gdolim mikol tzorcheinu is the greatest thing we need on this day is tshuva. The greatest thing that's stopping us from having a gute gezunte yar in all bechinas is chatoin. The mavdol beinu lebein avinu shem shamayim. From the morning chatoin, we're on tshuva. Garnished. It's a tmiya atzuma. Anyone understands what Yom Adin is about? It's a tmiyat suma. The kishka should fly out. You understand what kind of hashmota this is. It's like you're missing the boat. It's like someone comes to bechin in yeshiva and doesn't ask to get into yeshiva. It's like the alabez. This is the alabez. We don't mention what that's the ikar chosam and hasefer. The only answer that's really miskabel al adas, the only answer that's really miskabel al adas is that you're right. It is hashmota. Yes. Me and you, the thing that my heart, the thing that we want to scream out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me everything I need. And again, if we're on a high level, we ikar ask for ruchnius. But the answer is, it's a day of malchius. And when you stand in the presence of a melech, nothing else exists except for the rotzen of the melech. The interests, the concerns, the tzivui of the melech, that's everything is bottled to that. Nothing takes place in light of the rotzen of the melech. It's as if everyone who's standing in front of the melech, kiyu, we melt into the background like a fly, like a mosquito on the wall. What is important when you stand in front of melech? That's locha on the malchus. That's Loch of the Malchus. How much Ribui Kvod Shemayim is there going to be this year? How many Yidin? Who Bechlau, the Jews, they don't even know they're Jewish. How many Yidin who never mentioned Shema Yisrael on the lips? How many Yidin who might have mentioned Shema Yisrael but are so far from HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the day-to-day life? How many more Yidin are going to come close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? How many Yidin more in the Olam HaTorah are going to throw away things that are marking them from the Kaddish Baruch Hu, such as electronic devices, non-kosher phones, and all these type of things? How many are going to stop talking Lashon Hara and stop making machloiksin? That's Hasloch of the Malchus. That's what the Malchus is about. The list goes on and on and on. That's what's Teufis Malkin, because when you're standing in front of a melech, nothing else exists. We need to practice that. We are so rough. Again, we don't even have a tzir of what that means. We go to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a melech, and we think of, okay, if I take my world and I bend my rods in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's maybe when you meet a chashev, a person, you meet a chashev Rosh Hashiva, and you listen to the Rosh Hashiva. No. Malchus is, you cease to exist. You cease to exist. I'm just a raised brain. It's a tzir of a melech boss of Adam, but this is the vort of Malchus. This is where Malchus starts off. It's nice to show you. The traits of Rana Yisrael 15, 20 years ago. The Maisa was inspired by the Edom of the Baal Maisa. Edom of the Maisa lives in Eretz Yisrael, in Oman. So this is his shver. He lived in one of these Arabian countries, like Saudi Arabia, I don't remember exactly the name of the country, where they still had a melech. I don't know if they still today, but they still had a melech. There are countries, they still have a melech. It's a smaller kingdom, a smaller country. And he lived for many years, you know, it's Lochia, Parnosadir. And he was very matliach, and he had 1,000 workers working on him. He was a chashev guy in the kingdom. And the way it worked was, once a year he met with the king. I don't know if every Pashto person met with the king. He met with the king once a year in a meeting, 10, 15 minute meeting with the king. The Bahu, Bahusha, then the year of the Maisa. He reached the age. And then in the other country, you're able to go to pension, go take off retirement, get a pension. That was the year, he was Zakai, he was supposed to do that. So he knew that was going to come up with his meeting in the king. So they had the king to ask him how they're going, tell the dealings, whatever. Sure enough, at the end, last minute, the king turns to him and says, Yankel, whatever his name is, Jack, he tells him, you know, you're the right age, you know. He says, so what do you want to do? You want to talk, you want to stop working? For the kingdom, you want to stop working? Go. Well, you want to continue working? So the guy starts, you know, coughing a few times, saying, well, if the king really asks me, the MSN says it's something I'm dreaming for a long time, you know, it's my sense. I worked very hard for the king, and I don't really get to spend too much quality time with my family, you know. But if the king wants me to continue, what I say is bottom of it. I would never dream to take to go to pension, to retire if the king needs me. That was
the way the conversation went. Okay. King heard and said, okay, and we'll get back to you. An hour after the meeting, he gets a call from one of the people under the melech. He says, you should know your life's in danger. The king is steaming at you. The king is bekasnir at you. The king is bekasnir, your life's in danger. That's the way you answer a king. When the king asks you, what do you want? You say one thing. I want what the king wants. That's the way you answer a king. If you ask me, I really think, I'm asking to the king. That's the way you ask. Mori b'malchus. That's our musig of a Kadosh Baruch Hu as a king. Who's a big Ben Aliyah? Are you a man that comes to me and says, I want to make a ticket that's a little bit before this man. I want this, my wife wants this, my shver wants this. I'm coming to you because I want to be matim, what I want with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's where he comes to me. That's a Ben Aliyah shay. A Ben Aliyah shay. There are four people that want, but I also want to figure out what a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's no shaykhus to malchus. Malchus, you don't exist. You don't exist. That's the Metzias. We don't know what a melech is about. We don't know what a melech is about. But if someone who's standing in front of a melech and talking the whole year round, we're very rochik from this. If someone is standing in front of a melech, who chayim v'movis is totally in this person's hand. No, chayim v'movis in a second. Chayim v'movis, the power, the shlita, on the Metzias, he's the boirei. Poshet, everything ceases to exist. Pshutai, mamish. Nothing else has really important at this second. This is something, this is a muscle, this is an environment we're totally not familiar with. Our whole Metzias is our world. We come in with the whole pekel, we come in with the whole mahalach. We have our anochas, I'm this, I'm a litvak, I belong to this society, I belong here, and I come this way. We come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we want to shtim our tzad with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nishtazai, come to melech. When you come to a melech, your mom is standing in front of the melech, and the melech prav the malchus. It's a bottle. I'll give you a moshel, just a moshel. Elam knows I like the shakel, right? The shakel, it's my comfort zone. I shakel. I come into the Shemoneh, I say, come in shakeling. Come around shakeling. I say, come. Come around shakeling. I'm a shana. What does it mean I'm coming in shakeling? It means that's the way I work. Now I'm coming to Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm trying to heighten myself. Okay, now I should daven with more kavanah. That's not the way you're going for a melech. You're going for a melech. Stop! Stop! Don't come anywhere. Don't come with anything that has anything with you. Stop for a second. Let Hashem make a roishim on you. The second I come with my whole repertoire, with my whole thing, I'm already not really allowing the melech to mavatal me. I'm not being mavatal to the melech. I come with my whole metzias. I come with my whole identity. In front of a melech, be'etzem, there's a certain bechina that the whole identity of a person doesn't exist. We'll talk about it soon later. You come back to life. Yeah. But there's a certain nekuda. The mashal. This is the vanifla be'etzem. There's a certain nekuda when we stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, in front of Rosh Hashanah, that every yid in Klal Yisrael is a tzad Hashanah. There's a certain nekuda. There's no difference between me and you and a Baron Leibstein. There's no difference. Baron Leibstein, what do you mean? There are millions of yidin that are totally in every single one of his words. That's all in the identity of Rabbi Aaron Leibsteiner's world. When he and me and him stand in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, we're here to do Ratzon Hashem, to take Hirois from Hashem. Hirois! Nothing to who you are. Whatever. You have a whole world yet. But right now, we're standing in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu ready to receive orders. We're all Avodim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Tzad Hashav. We're Avodim to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avada, we'll speak about soon. Avada, he has Mokela maybe to do afterwards the orders. But Be'etzem, this is an insight into the idea of B'soich Ami Ani Yosheves. That's the musig of B'soich Ami Ani Yosheves. When you're an Eved, B'soich Ami Ani Yosheves, M'zen Al Avodim, M'zen Al Shovet. This is what Malchus is. This is the basic idea of Malchus. And we have to at least touch this on Rosh Hashanah. I'm asking, for most of us, it's something meruchik the whole year round, for sure. But we have to touch this on Rosh Hashanah. And this is one of the major things in life that allows us to leave. We all have so many things in life that we're not willing to give up on. We have pieces of turf. We have pieces of turf, home ground, home court advantage, that we're not willing to give up. There are certain things that are hanochas. It's like, to not even have a meaning, this is me. And one of the reasons why is because we never really totally misbat. We never got to a matter where nothing exists. Nothing. Oh shit. My need is it totally effaced? F is zero, you're gone. Your identity is not there. this, if we would manage, matzliach, to totally be mispatel. Give everything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let go, tazov, let go! Let go of who you are! For a second, go out of your world, go out of your world! Go beyond! There's a burial over there where everything is in control. That's malchus. Oh. I could marach a lot about this, but I want to shtel this too. I want to try to be mashing this to the gang who are shteling the vek, the whole hell. The ma'isa, if we're right, the way we just shtel the vek for Rosh Hashanah is bound. Her, the mahalach, we're working the whole hell, we have to throw out on Rosh Hashanah. Hurry, the whole hell, we're trying to work out. Trying to make El more ani. That's the whole thing. We're trying to make El to realize the kirvas Hashem, that El, that even saying slichas, davening long tefillas with kavona, sdarim, dikta kalocha, not looking at where you look. This is me. This is really, really where I want to be. This is what resonates with my ani. That new true ani is ledoidi. That means we're trying to take the ani, not make this separation of church and state. There's a Kadosh Baruch Hu and me. No. I am where Kirvus Hashem is. L'chor and Rosh Hashanah, Yoni is out the window. It's finished. Is that true? Could that be? Could that be that the Ani has no place in Malchus? That the Ani has no makom when we're dealing with Malchus? Could it be? About that. What's the pshat? So here I want to build a little bit. Vice place in Rosh Hashanah. Care to become to a hecher of gilui and who Yanni is. A gilui of the whole El of who Yanni is. And Rosh Hashanah even come to a hecher of gilui. Give me a few minutes and I want to try to boy based on a kasha, man. Boy from the Teich Zech, I boy this Ayyim a little bit dangy. There's another kasha in the Tfilos of Shemar Esrei of Rosh Hashanah. Shalav ek the kasha, behek them a little bit, fashtein. The tzura and the makeup of the binyan of the Shemoneh Esrei all year round. The tefillah Shemoneh Esrei is made up of three parts. It has a psicha, it has a siyam, and it has an emsa. Psicha, ki yadu, the Gemara Megillah. The gimel rishonis of shvach. The gimel berachos of shvach. Shabeach the Kadosh Baruch. The gimel achronis of berachos haydo. Eved with mekabel pras mi ravoi. He's moideloi v'oiluch. And the emsois, that's rachmi bakoshes. That's the ikar, that's an ikar. That is the chift of tefillah, that bakoshes. We voiced HaKadosh Baruch Hu unzer etzrochem, what we need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's a tremendous difference, if you're misbeinin and examine, between the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei and the end of Shemoneh Esrei in the middle. The beginning in Shemoneh Esrei and the end of Shemoneh Esrei, the Shbiruch HaShvach, we all talk about the tzad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the beginning of Shemoneh Esrei, we paint a picture of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And at the end, we thank everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We recognize all the gifts HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. In the middle, it's all about me, myself, and I. In the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, your mitzvah, your job is to figure out every last thing that you bothers you, that you feel you lack, and voice that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm lacking parnosa. I'm lacking gezunt. I'm lacking Mashiach. I'm lacking tshuva. I'm lacking das. The middle Baruch Shemoneh Esrei is voicing what we are missing. We're talking about what we missing. The marshal, let's bring it out. Bring it out, Reis. Mavus da halacha shtei in Shulchan Aruch. The Baruch is batzim Shemoneh Esrei. You need to have kavon. Baruch Hashem is kapaskiv. It's not ma'akiv, Baruch Hashem. Lucky. It's not ma'akiv. The tefillah, the kavon of Pirush Hamila is not ma'akiv in Shemoneh Esrei. We'd be in big trouble tonight. A b'shteit, that there's one Baruch, one and a half, maybe one or two, then maybe it's ma'akiv. What's Baruch is a ma'akiv? The first Baruch is a shvach. It's ma'akiv. But it also works out with that. It could be mamash b'di'evit. You don't have to go back. But we could the din be'etzem is ma'akev. Bring the Mishnah Berurah. V'yei shoyim em gam moidim. Moidim is a shita. Rishonim is a shita. Moidim also is ma'akev. Halidovu hu the dafka in the Rishonis and in the Achronis there's a bracha that's ma'akev. There's no tzad that the brachas em tzoyis, the bakosh is ma'akev. Zok the vel the reza gavort, aizah gavort, mamash a reza gavort, pasha gavort. Shots like this, very simple. Where in Shemoneh Esrei do you have a problem having kavana? Think about it for a second. Based on the Yisoid we spoke about those man, where is a person's mind and his heart? His mind and his heart is where his boich is. When your stomach growls, yeah, and you're hungry and you want something, you want money, so then you don't have a problem having kavana. I'm there, Reish Aruba, and my knee is there totally. Don't develop that's a pshat. In Shvach, the day Kritishkach, it's by my Tismi before. starting beginning Shemoneh Esrei, your head is all over the place. Talking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu, who has Kavanah? Who's thinking about a Kaddish Baruch Hu? Who's into it? Who's there? You're not present, Bechlal. You have to say the Baruch is Ma'akev. Haidah also. The person's not going to show up, Bechlal, if the Baruch is not Ma'akev. Emsois is no problem. Emsois, you're there. You're talks. That's there. I'm saying my side. I'm expressing what I'm lacking. I'm expressing what my boich is missing. Some people have a more ruchniyistic boich. They take a feel it. They're missing. They want Mashiach. They want Bin Yerushalayim. But again, they're talking about what I need. I need Bin Yerushalayim. This is the Seder of all Tefillah Shemoneh Esrei. And if you think about it, it doesn't change. On Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's made up the same thing. There's the brachas and tzoyis come smaller. It's only one brach. The same exact makeup. The brachas and tzoyis are always bakoshes. Now on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the brachas become ruchniyistic. But what are we asking for? For unzere, kadsheinu b'mitzvah yisecho, v'sein chalkeinu b'soy yosecho. We're talking about us. Sabeinu mitovecho, samcheinu v'tarli beinu l'odlecho b'emes. We're talking about us. Even in Musiv Shemoneh Esrei Yom Tov, we start talking about the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, it's all for us. Ein anachi yichoy v'm la'alois, v'le rois, v'shtach v'yiz l'fanecho. So we need a Beis HaMikdash. The soid of Bakoshes is talking about what you are missing. This is the chetz of Bakoshes. It's a moral, I don't want to be marach in it. That's a moral says, t'chlal, that's the whole idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know what you're missing. Zok to Moral, the whole idea of Bakoshes is HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give a shefa in this world unless there's a kli, unless there's a receptacle. And the receptacle is only when the person feels like he's missing something. When he feels he's dependent on Hashem. He feels and he sharpens himself how much he's missing something. That's the avoid of Bakoshes. How much he's lacking, how much avoid by him, that allows HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the avoid of Bakoshes. That's the chefza of Bakoshes. Every Shemoneh Esrei, Shabbos, and Yom Tov. And here comes the Pelet. The only Chiddush and the only Shinui is Rosh Hashanah. Also on Rosh Hashanah, it's a Pelet. Rosh Hashanah, the middle of the Bakashas. The Bakashas, what do we start asking? Meloich al kol ha'olam kulei b'chvaydecha. Binosei al kol ha'aretz b'karecha. Ho'ifa b'adago nizecha v'yeida kol pul ki ato pa'altoi. Again, we're back to this mode. We're asking, we don't say a word about me and you. Me and you, we can be a fly on the wall. We say HaKadosh Baruch Hu should rule everyone, every last guy, Trump, and every last Oisfar, you know, in the world. Everyone should recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mouth should permeate. That's Bakoshes. Bakoshes again, we're talking about I'm lacking. Again, even Shabbos and Yom Tov, you say Kadsheinu b'mitzvah yisecho. You say Chalkeinu b'zer yisecho. I'm talking about what I need. Meloich HaKol HaOlam Kulei b'chvaydecho. Rosh Hashanah is Niskala. What the real Ani of Yid is. Rosh Hashanah is Niskala. That if you open up mine and your boich, if you open it up, what we're really missing more than anything in the world is Kvoy Chamayim. Kvoy Chamayim again right now is right for the second. We'll get to that soon. It's not Nagia right now. Let's say it to me. Kvoy Chamayim means Mitzal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Kvoy Chamayim should permeate in the Bria. Yes, my Ani, that's a Bakoshe. The Tzurish Mayasa doesn't change. It means what we and me and you are lacking is Kvoy Chamayim. Again, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world, people should start learning more. People should stop talking Lashon Hara less. People should be more honest in business. Everything in the world that should be Atzlochas, that's what I need. And here's a reason. The whole Elul we spoke about, that if you live in the world of Elul, you'll come to see that your Ani is L'doidu, which means your Ani resonates with Kirvas Hashem. Until Rosh Hashanah, Kirvas Hashem is something that's good for me. It's a high level itself. Kirvas Hashem is something that's good for me. That's my Geshmak. Here is Meskala, a much higher level. Not only Ani L'doidu, it's called Ani L'mancha. So Chreinu L'chaim, L'chofitz L'chaim, V'sveinu B'seif L'chaim, L'mancha L'kim L'chaim. And this is a much higher. That your Ani, listen to this good, resonates with L'mancha. And that's Kamara and Aksimura. Because my Ani resonates with me. What doesn't resonate with another person? No. When we're talking about being misbatil to the Melech, your Ani actually resonates. Resonates, yeah, flourishes, thrives. It could joy, it could exist, it could thrive, it could relish. just being misbatal, like disappearing into the background for a second, and just enjoying watching Kvod Shamayim being misrabe in the Bria. That works with the ani of the person. That is the emes gilui of what a yid is. A yid, the klal yisro be'etzem, is leman chol. Like we say in tefillah every day, umevi goyel livnei v'neyem leman shemoy ba'ahavo. Kadosh Baruch Hu brings a geula to klal yisro leman shemoy. What do you mean? He's saving klal yisro leman shemoy. What's he doing? Klal yisro leman shemoy is synonymous. That's what me and you are. And the Torah says we're not in touch with that all year round. When we come to Rosh Hashanah, the Hecher Kaid of Avid, on Rosh Hashanah after the Avoid Avel, he could shtel zuchsu to that and he could come and see that he resonates. What does that mean? What does that mean it resonates? The whole musik of his badlus means that Ani is not here. So the answer is there's one exception. When we misbattle to Reuven, to Shimon, to Levi, to some dictator, to some idiot who decides he wants to rule over me, Avada, it's a stifling, it smothers the person. But when we misbattle to the Melech Malchei HaMelechim, the native, who we understand, he only has one rutzen in this veld to be mated El Habris. He is my creator. Over there, his batlus and Ani work together. They shtim like a glove. They shtim like a glove. A person is able to totally be misbatled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It takes time to work on it. But this is what we're working for. We're working on it. El Slichas. He's saying Slichas already started. Shamaloch, Vaguv Shaloch. Hashem Asei Leman Shemecho. You give yourself over totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then you say, Asei Leman Shemecho. You say, save me, but Leman Shemecho. Asonu Al Shimcho. Yeah, because I'm Asei Leman Shemecho. This is the most beautiful person who Zoicha to feel this feeling. It's the most beautiful, uplifting, really liberating feeling. When you're totally in the spot, you're able to totally let go of your whole identity for a second. Let go of everything and give it over totally to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Realize I'm in the place, I'm in presence of something that is the only rutzen that really matters. The person is in this battle totally, and that's the emes ani, that's the ani. Only furious. Doesn't stop there. Not only is the ani lamancha, and this is a greater chiddush. And once you realize that Anil Mancha, you taka realize that you're more than a fly in the wall. But by the way, we just said, even just being a fly in the wall, just waiting to hear, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give me a tzivri. Maybe this year HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell me to be chassid and just not a lifish. I don't know. We'll hear. Listen to what he says. It might change. I might have the wrong malach in life. Maybe. We'll see. But the Vaila, I'm waiting to hear orders from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah? I'm waiting to hear orders from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said that exact mitzias of totally being misbattled, that itself is a comfortable place in me, is a place that's ani, that's the emes in me, the bittul gomel. Oh, but dafka, when you get to that madrega, the skala, a whole nother level of where my zich has a place in Malchus. And I'm going to start, this is a whole long arichus, take 5 minutes. That once you get to that level, you taka realize that not only could you be this fly on the wall, which just could just bask in the presence of the Malchus, you actually can contribute to the Malchus. How can I contribute to the Malchus? Where do I have a place in Malchus? So here's the goddess of the Bible. The Ramchal says, Ramchal, in Derech Hashem, Chilatali, he's talking about Kriyishma. Ramchal says that the Eibishter, when he created the world, he decided to take the role of a Melech. There's a shame, Yud Kei Vav Kei, there's a shame Melechain, there's a shame Melech. Kodesh Baruch was Melech. Called Bracha Shem by Malchus, and the Brochem, Kodesh Baruch was Melech. Zokter Ramchal, a riesige dimension, a new dimension of Kodesh Baruch Hu's being, existence in this world, was Nischadish in the Kuda of Malchus. What was Nischadish? What the Ramchal calls Yachas. Mitzad the Shem Melekim and Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a relationship with the Brias. He's totally, and if he is, he's totally independent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't have a relationship. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to be a Melech, it was Nischadish that he has a relationship with us. What's a relationship? Everyone here in this room should know a relationship is a two-way street. It's the biggest side. Relationship isn't just when you're talking to somebody else. A relationship has to go two ways. If it's not two ways, there's no relationship. It's not a relationship. It has to be a give and a take. You have to give and you take. A melech is not a dictator. A melech is not only a tzaddik. A melech is somebody who receives from his am. If his am is not makir him, if his am is not makir in the melech, and doesn't want the malchus, and is not makir the godless of the malchus, doesn't accept the malchus on them, it's a felt in the malchus. He's a lot of other things. He's a shem, he's a lekein, of a melech is dinished. A garnish ke melech. And the Eibishter wanted to be a melech. Lachshon the Ramchal. Ulam oid rotze betuva l'chazdoi, lahashvil kavayochoi banvosoi, esrum kvoide. Why is this hashpola? Because now all of a sudden HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling him, me and you. Imagine he's telling him, me and you. We all of a sudden, from Mincha, we decide to take off. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a little brach. What's going to be? Maybe worse, I guess, but he doesn't know he exists. He's not enough. It's hashashvil. Lahashvil esrum kvoide li et nesiyacheis el nivrov. Afal pi she'en lem, ein lem yachas imoy klal. V'rotze li eslem b'madregas melech al am,
this is the tremendous chiddush of HaKadosh Baruch Hu being a melech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is dependent on me and you. And as much as we call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yehei Shmei Rav Mavach Lalam Almad, we say, B'etzem long live the king. We want the malchus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be recognized. We are being mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does it mean, mamlech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We are contributing. Without that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is missing in his malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Klal Yisrael, he created individual, everyone here in this room, with individual koichas, and he wants your recognition, your individual koichas, to give, to contribute to the malchus. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants Amma. It's a palavikador. Give it seer for a second. What does that mean a little bit? Nefesh HaChaim wants one place, right? Then we say, Baruch Shem Kavoy Malchusoy, it's as if thousands of ants and mosquitoes start screaming at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, long live the king. What are you giving? Nothing, nothing. Imagine. This is my tzir. Imagine. Bashar Eli just finished shir not long ago. Someone comes out, the Bashar is coming at a shir. He just said shir to 700 people. He said the shir probably over the 10,000 people in the past 30, 40 years. And there's a guy who just came fresh, Chavis to some yeshiva in America. He came, his first man, and he comes, and Bashar comes down and he says, Rebbe, that was a great pshat in Toises. Mamas masking with the pshat in Toises. You should say this chat the next machzer and the next machzer and the next machzer. Great, yeah, unbelievable. You're giving something. Mitzad svar, mitzad logic. What are you giving to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? What are you saying? Multiply that a million times, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm giving you a tzir, a little bit to feel. No, what? Abu Shnei Mishnazah. Yeah, we give something to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is what we say in Malchus. Aleinu l'shabeach l'adoin hakol. V'seis gedula l'yoytze b'reishas. When we spoke about Malchus, it's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What are we talking about ourselves? Aleinu l'shabeach l'adoin hakol. V'seis gedula. Aleinu doesn't mean only we're m'chuyiv. Aleinu means it's dependent on us. There's no one else who could do it except for me and you. There's no one else who could do it except for me and you. Aleinu, it's lying on our shoulders. V'seis gedula, there's no one else who can make HaKadosh Baruch Hu great. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great by himself. No! He's not great by himself. We make HaKadosh Baruch Hu a melech. That's a simcha tzuma. Yeah, you can say Aleinu with another simcha. Anachnu kahim ishtachem nevel varik. Loisom chalkenu kahem. Aleinu. They have no chelik in the malchus. We have a chelik in the malchus. Believe me, this musig of feeling like you're attributing to the malchus comes after the first thing. But oisai mida, that you're willing to take yourself out of this world for a second. Unfortunately, me and you, you know what exists in the center of the world? Me and you. Right? We say, we ask the Kadosh Baruch Hu v'simlech. We tell the Kadosh Baruch Hu v'simlech. Who ruled until then? Me and you ruled. That's who rules. We say, Mashiach should come. We rule, because we're standing in the center of the universe. All the whole, everything we think about runs about my rot. The second you get to a nekuda v'spatlus, the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu, you love him, is what reigns in this world, then you'll feel this unbelievable gift and simcha that you have to contribute to the malchus. The goyim was beaming, they say over, he was beaming by the shofar. He was beaming because he understood this. He understood, he pushed himself out. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only thing that existed in the world. Everything revolved around HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then you tell the goyim, I have a chance, an opportunity to take part of that, to contribute to that. That's a simcha tzumah. The goyim was with simcha tzumah. This is after you realize the first deal, after you're able to misgalin yourself that you're ani is lamancha, which means you take a back seat, totally care, push yourself out because there's who's in the middle in this merkaz. Now you can appreciate, you can enjoy the simcha tzumah of Rosh Hashanah. That's what we spend the whole time Rosh Hashanah any gan hakara, and Hakadosh Baruch Hu, I appreciate, I realize you, and that we're giving malchus. Chaynu l'chaim, l'chovitz b'chaim, chasveinu b'chaim. The man chilek in chaim shall be zoyche tachzivus in a toiva. Good adventure. You know, my kind of function.